Our scripture text is found in Matthew 21, verse 1 to 17. Matthew 21, verse 1 to 17. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, the king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, the colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And said unto him, Hearest thou they say what they say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? And he left them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. The message that I'm preaching today, Christ, the lowly conquering King of sinners. Today is Palm Sunday, and Palm Sunday leads us to Monday, Thursday. And Monday, Thursday is the night when Jesus was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. Friday morning, he was crucified. And Friday afternoon, he died. And then he was buried. And we come to Sunday morning when there was a great earthquake and Christ rose again from the dead. Hallelujah! He is risen. Why do we call today Palm Sunday? We call this day Palm Sunday because when Jesus rode a lowly donkey, an ass, into Jerusalem, in fulfillment of the prophet Zechariah's prophecy, the people then brought palm fronds and tree branches and straw them on the way to welcome our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is the event of Palm Sunday. I've known of some churches, even in this city, that has celebrated Palm Sunday by bringing palm fronds and palm leaves to church. And before the service, they march around the church, singing the Hosanna to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I think that is a good idea. In fact, there was once, it happened that we had a lot of floral things and palm leaves and we decorated the church. It was out of my joy to realize this is the holy occasion of Palm Sunday that leads finally to Friday and then to the next week. Happy Sunday morning. But the elder came along and rebuked me. Well, that was the beginning of trouble, I think. I kept quiet. But what I did was a joy out of it that we can have such a wonderful day as Palm Sunday. In fact, that is the least that we can do for our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, because He is not only King, He is the Son of God. And when the children sang Hosanna in the highest, and Hosanna is a word of praise uttered only to God, the Hebrew means, save, now I pray. When you call God to save you, and you pray earnestly, which is a song sung by the children to God only, that reminds us of Jesus, that He is not only King of the sinners, but that He is the Son of God. And Jesus loves every act of worship, every praise that is given to Him. He has never, like the Chinese say, oh, no, no, no. To say, I'm very humble. No, He receives every praise. So, He rebutted the Pharisees and the chief priests who were displeased when they heard that, because it is given only to God. And so He quoted Psalm 8. Have you not heard? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Of course, it is sung to God and it's to me. Jesus never avoided any worship or praise that is given. He always received it with glory and honor. And that is what we should always do. In anything we say, we must bring glory to God. And to say anything that brings a detraction from His glory, you better watch out. And so, He is a king of the harlots, of those that are down and out, tax collectors, people detested, they are the Roman servers. So Jesus, He is a king of sinners. And He was happy to receive all those who came to Him humbly to seek His pardon and the forgiveness of our sins. You and I, are we better than the rest of the sinners? No. If we come to Him humbly, we will be received. Now one thing I'm very concerned about is, since we started our service here, now it's half a year ago, and we try our best to show you the way. Everyone is a sinner. We all need to repent from our sins. And have you ever turned to the Lord in repentance, in guilt, and say, I'm not worthy. Oh Lord, save me. Have you ever done that? So I take this very good opportunity of Palm Sunday as you enter into the Holy Week to ask you this question. And Jesus knows all our human weaknesses, so much so that it is a wonderful thing when the Jews caught a woman in adultery, in the act of adultery, and thought that they had a prize. But Jesus did not care to answer them until finally they all left because of their own sins. And Jesus said to the woman, go and sin no more. He forgave her outright there. What was her result? I believe that she believed the words of the Lord Jesus, that she has forgiven, provided she would not commit adultery again. But actually, the Jews were not trying to hurt the woman. The Jews were trying to catch our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his act. According to Moses, he has to stone. He is the teacher. He must tell them, then you stone this woman. But Jesus turned the tables on them because he is God, and they are puny men and trying to catch God. Of course, God catches them back. He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And Dr. John Sung make it very humorous. From 70 years old to 15, they all lined up there. Everyone had sinned. So instead of casting a first stone, the oldest left, and one by one until no more, and the woman was there. How wonderful is our Lord and Savior, despite our sins, but if we repent, that is it, the important thing. He will forgive us. So when we come to celebrate the Holy Week, it is a time for searching ourselves, for cleansing, and for repentance. Now when we truly come to Him and repent of our sins, He will not only forgive us, but He'll take good care of us. He is our King. And this King can provide bountifully, not like our own government. Our Singapore government is very considerate. I still remember they gave shares. They gave money to the poor, but our Lord Jesus Christ will do much more than this. But now, it's going to be a different story very soon. It will be no more riding a lowly donkey. But Christ will be seen, according to Revelation chapter 19, coming down from heaven, riding on the white horse to show his might and power. King of kings and Lord of lords and King of the whole world. And the world this time will be a Christian world. And Christians are blessed. He will set up his capital in Jerusalem. It's all in the Bible. It's all in the prophecies. Especially the book of Zechariah. The present struggle between Jews and the Palestinians. So that even Sharon himself, the Prime Minister, went to war, himself involved in the war, to shoot at the target and cause the Hamas leader to die. This is going to lead to the Third World War, and it may be in our lifetime. It is very, very possible. And we have another passage in Revelation that says directly, Revelation 9:13-16 tells us that the final world war, third world war, declared and identified to be so by Dr. Walworth of Dallas Seminary, that the final world war will break out from Iraq again, from the river Euphrates. Two wars have already taken place over Iraq, and this one, near or far, I do not know, but it is likely to be very near in the way that the world is going on. It's full of wars and rumors of wars. At that time, those of us who are trusting in Him, and I'm very happy to give you this word of hope, we will not die, but we will suddenly be changed, our bodies, and we will be caught up together with Him, meeting us in the air. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the end parts reveal it to us. So, it gives us great joy. It will be at the blowing of the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet, when the world will be engulfed in terrible destruction. One third will be killed, and two thirds finally. The Lord compensates us who live in the end times, that we will be saved calling on Him. This morning, Palm Sunday, as we talk about Jesus riding on a lowly donkey, King of sinners, so long as you repent, He will receive you. You finally, we will be princes and kings ourselves with Him. And we will be with Him throughout the 1,000 years. That means you will live for 1,000 years. Oh, what a wonderful life it will be. But then don't be too sure you are going to be king and rule with Him if you have not been serving Him aright. At one time I thought, oh, I'll be king. And I look at the passage. Those only who have died for Him, witnesses, martyrs, I'll be happy if I get a small job. Maybe one of the cleaners of the town. That's under Jesus is good. But the Bible is full of warning. The Bible is also full of blessing. And so it is a wonderful thing to think of Jesus Christ coming. It is very possible in our lifetime. And I have a secret hope that the Lord, if He will give me more years, I will join the rapture. Then He will come. I will be alright. I will be alright. This morning, from King of sinners, Jesus, which was fulfilled when he rode the donkey into Jerusalem. Fulfilled at that time. And keep on fulfilling all the time. Jesus is the humble king. But suddenly you realize that he is the king of the world. And the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, will rule supreme over a world that had been very wicked, but has been transformed by the personal coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My question to you is, do you know you are saved? My question to you is, since we started the service here and are coming, have you got that something that we are trying to pass on to you? Let us pray. Most Holy Father, we now pray for someone here who has not decided. Oh Lord, how we thank thee that you do not reject us as long as we come humbly. But the harlots and the tax collectors, and you receive them, but not like the false teachers, the Pharisees. They blaspheme Jesus and the Holy Spirit, so much so that Jesus is so angry. They will never be forgiven in this world and in the next world to come. Oh Lord, take away any pride from any one of us, but humble us to the dust. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.